We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 22nd of March, 2024. Getting some storms out of the way, and after some morning fog, we'll have afternoon sun with a high near 70. Nice day ahead. I'm John Little. Thanks for being here. Things got a little heated at the Richardson School Board meeting last night, where the board voted unanimously to move forward with those plans to close four elementary schools. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
It's a very emotional issue for parents, especially of children who've spent years in their elementary schools making friends and building relationships with beloved teachers. But while there were many complaints and appeals to keep these four schools open, at least some of the parents seem to realize the budget bind the district is in.
The reality is, this stinks. There are no winners. But we understand. We understand the position the district's in. We understand why our school needs to close. We understand why everyone needs to have a shared sacrifice for the larger community.
In the end, trustees were unanimous in voting to close these four schools, Greenwood Hill, Spring Ridge, Spring Valley, and Thurgood Marshall Elementaries. Students there will be consolidated in with neighboring elementary schools, and that's coming soon. It's going to start this fall, the 2024-25 school year. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Texas Medical Board meets today and will try to clarify what qualifies as a medical exception to the state's abortion law. According to the board's agenda, it will consider and take possible action on rules regarding exceptions to the ban on abortions. This meeting is happening after two high-profile lawsuits highlighted stories of Texas women who had life-threatening pregnancy complications but were denied access to abortions in the state. Both women went out of state to get abortions. Texas is heading to court to challenge one of the Biden administration's energy policies. Here's Stephen Pickering.
The White House in January announced a temporary pause on permits for companies to export liquefied natural gas. Some energy companies and Texas lawmakers have opposed that step. Now, the state of Texas is leading 15 other states in a lawsuit to get the policy overturned. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the export ban is unconstitutional and violates policies in favor of exports that are part of the Natural Gas Act. He also says it will drive billions of dollars in investment away from Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Tarrant Appraisal District's website continues to have problems this morning, and it's a new website. It was knocked offline yesterday, and this morning there is a notice that service is temporarily down and efforts to fix the problem continue. TAD is working with a cybersecurity expert to try to figure out what happened and why. The men and women who work on the ramp for Southwest Airlines have ratified a five-year deal with the company. KRLD's L.P. Phillips talks to the union president.
Transport Workers Local 555 says the deal is unlike anything they've ever negotiated before. It calls for big pay raises that'll net some workers $40 an hour, better health care, better retirement benefits. Union President Randy Barnes says they've been watching other contract negotiations between unions and Southwest.
We looked at those contracts just to see as far as the quality of life issues that they were getting and to make sure that we were comparable and competitive in this industry for our work group. We wanted parity when it came to the quality of life issues.
78% of the membership approved the agreement. Southwest says the new labor contract rewards those workers for their work and places them competitively in the industry. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The North Texas Central The North Central Texas Council of Governments is joining a pilot program designed to make it easier for drivers to charge their EVs.
The program is called Charging Smart, and along with the DFW Metroplex, it's working with two other regional governments and five state governments. Amy Hodges, the principal air quality planner at the North Central Texas Council of Governments, says goals include increasing the number of EV chargers and reducing the costs to use those chargers.
Various categories in this framework, such as planning and regulation, engaging their utility, and then education and outreach programs.
Local governments can acquire points to achieve bronze, silver, or gold designations as EV-friendly communities. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Allergy sufferers, and there are a lot of us, it's not your imagination. Allergy season is much worse this year. It is NBC5's Ben Russell.
The fact of the matter is it is happening. It's happening all around us. I spoke with a doctor from Baylor Scott & White Health who gave me two big takeaways, really, from that conversation. Number one, he says it's best to know your enemy, so to speak. And number two, no, you are not wrong. Things really are worse this year. Now, with respect to that first takeaway, the know your enemy, what he meant is that there are a lot of allergens in the year. The pollen counts are particularly high for any number of allergens at any different time. Also, there's a lot of illness, actual illness going around. So you can do yourself a huge favor by finding out from a professional what your particular problem is. Is it allergies? It may well be, or are you in fact sick? And in terms of what's getting worse, it is the pollen count. When we say it's the worst since last year, which was the worst since the year before. This is a trend that has only been going up. And that is pretty much true everywhere, we're told, but especially true in North Texas.
I treat a lot of people with allergies, and I have horrible allergies myself. So yes, I'm very familiar with these symptoms. Dallas is one of the worst places in the country for pollen. There's a lot of growing stuff around. I have folks who move here from Cleveland or New York or California. They say my allergies are worse in Dallas, Texas than anywhere else that I've been.
Now, in fact, there is some proof behind that, not just anecdotal. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America just put out a list of the top 2024 allergy capitals of the country. And that organization ranked the Dallas area fourth anywhere, meaning this is one of the most challenging areas to live with seasonal allergies.
The Rangers open their 2024 season at home next week, but fans lined up yesterday at Globe Life Field to grab more World Series merchandise.
The Texas Rangers gold collections got on sale at the Grand Slam team store. When the store opened, the line stretched outside with people buying bags of hats and jerseys with a gold Rangers logo to mark their World Series title.
I came by and there was a line that wrapped almost completely around the building. Every 15, 20 minutes, it seems like, you know, there's a new rush of people. So it's going to be an ongoing thing, I think, all year.
I'm glad that I got to see a World Series in my lifetime. A lot of people won't be able to say that.
Those fans say part of their enthusiasm is knowing the Rangers are built for long-term success.
And they're built for the next 5 years, at least. Yeah, I think they're doing good.
So they're expecting the team to compete again this year. The Rangers play a couple spring training games next Monday and Tuesday here against the Red Sox, then open the regular season next Thursday at home against the Chicago Cubs. At Globe Life Field, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Another win for the Mavericks. They had 18 dunks. That's an NBA season high in a 113-97 toppling of Utah at home. Luka Doncic goes for 34 points. Daniel Gafford had 24.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.